I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Famous faces, family members, and close friends honored the life and legacy of international opera icon Jessi Norman at her funeral on Saturday. Norman's four-hour public service was held in her hometown of Augusta. Emmy and Tony-winning actor Lawrence Fishburne, who's also born in Augusta, spoke at the service.
So I'm here at the request of Jessi's family to grieve with you, to say thank you to God for sharing her with us and with the world, and to praise her for using her talents to lift all of us up a little bit higher.
Author Michael Eric Dyson, civil rights activist Vernon Jordan, and Augusta Mayor Hardy Davis also shared their remembrances. Norman, who died last month at the age of 74, was one of the rare black singers to attain worldwide stardom in the opera world. Marine salvage experts say an overturned cargo ship near Georgia's coast will need to be hauled in pieces because it cannot be safely righted and refloated intact. The hull of the 656-foot Golden Ray must be dismantled along with the ship's other components and cargo. The ship overturned last month near the Port of Brunswick as it headed to sea. Rescuers drilled into the hull's steel plates and saved four crew members trapped in the bowels of the ship for more than a day. The Coast Guard says it will take weeks, if not months, to remove the vessel. Loggerhead sea turtles are wrapping up a record nesting and hatching season on the Georgia coast. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
More than 3,900 turtles nested on Georgia beaches this year, the most ever. And although some nests were lost to Hurricane Dorian, more than 60% produced hatchlings. Experts say that's a good rate. Mark Dodd with the State Department of Natural Resources says conservation efforts that began more than 30 years ago are finally paying off as the turtles saved then come home to nest. He says there's a lesson there.
If you allow that species to decline, it takes a lot of time and energy to recover that population.
Dodd says scientists will keep monitoring turtle numbers to see if the current upward trend continues. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta says it will redirect some of the money it recently received from rapper Kanye West to Morris Brown College in honor of the rapper's late mother. Kanye West, who was born in Atlanta, made the donation to the megachurch last month after a surprise performance. On Sunday, the church announced the donation to the school to create a scholarship named for Dr. Donda West. She served as an English instructor at Morris Brown starting in the 70s. She died in 2007. A plane crash at the Atlanta Motor Speedway led to the cancellation of Sunday's activities at the Atlanta Air Show. A pilot flying for the Royal Canadian Air Force Snowbirds ejected from his plane at the start of an aerobatic show. The pilot landed safely, but the jet crashed in an unpopulated area near Hampton, Georgia. No one on the ground was injured. Officials with the Royal Canadian Air Force's demonstration team say it's too early to speculate on what caused the plane to go down. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks travel to Miami for a game against the Heat in NBA preseason action. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. The Hawks are watching the development of their two first-round picks, DeAndre Hunter from Virginia and Cam Reddish from Duke. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.